John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
David Coverdale is on the line. Good morning, David.
I'm totally on the line. I'm caught hook, line, and sinker.
It's been a long time since I spoke to you. Last time you were in the studio...
Was I still English? Was I still terribly English?
Yeah, you were still terribly English, right? And handsome as all hell.
People who understand when they hear Slide It In, Still of the Night, and I come up like an English teacher.
So what is going on with these three albums? Can you explain this release? Because it's a 35th anniversary remix, and there's three different records.
The three albums we've done, we've been remixing all of my catalog from the Slide It In on. As strong and powerful as those albums were at that time, technology's moved on so much, and I would constantly hear my work following a more newer rock artist or artist on the radio, and I go, man, I've got to clean these records up, get them up to date. And you can only do so much with remastering. So two or three years ago, I've got my own studio, and I said, okay, let's just grab all of these tapes, everything together, analog tapes you need to bake at some ridiculous temperature for 60 minutes because they flake.
And right.
So before that happened, we wanted to digitize them all. And as I was going through, I was going, oh my God, they still sound amazing. The signal was really fresh. We just need really to remix them to bring it up to now. So we had this magical experience of remixing the album. We lost 50% of the band that passed over. Cozy Powell, Mel Galley, John Lord. So 50% of the band was no longer with us. My God, the work they did on that record just is alive and kicking right now.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. No.
and now to the weather.
But you may be very happy because I haven't heard the name Cozy Powell in so long. And I used to see the guy all the time, and he was a fun person. And just you saying Cozy Powell put a big smile on my face.
We were close, man. In fact, when we went in to do the Slide It In album in Musicland Studios in Munich, where I started recording with Deep Purple years before, and then Queen actually bought it. But Cozy and I have been talking about working together. A terrific personality, as you know. One of the great characters of the music business.
Oh, that's for sure.
Like a kind of Keith Moon without the over-lunacy aspect. So we come up with the idea of really building an album around the power of his drums, which he'd never felt had been recorded properly. So we went into the studio. The first thing, and I've recorded a bunch of albums there before, we both said, this is not going to get that sound image that we want. So we opened the fire doors and he put the drums in like concrete steps, because this studio was in the basement of a hotel. Started the playing. Jesus, John, it was unbelievable. It was deafeningly loud, but also it was deafeningly loud like four flights up for a little working in a shop. So I had to make a deal with her. I got $100 worth of flowers every day, and we only agreed to do Cozy's drums at certain hours of the day.
So oh, God.
Very romantic, but my God, when you hear the drums on the remix, you hear everything he's doing. It's beautiful. It was a thrill to do.
Now, I've got to ask, because you know you were supposed to be part of our big summer concert, but long before we heard about COVID-19, you dropped out because of a hernia.
It's not just like a hernia.
Oh, okay.
It's a bilateral inguinal hernia, which when I project my voice, when I strain, it's extraordinarily painful.
Okay. All right. Now it makes more sense, because I had two hernia operations. They only told me to, don't lift anything heavy for the next 4 weeks.
Well, no. So my wife carries my wallet.
For very different reasons. Do you think we'll see concerts in 2020?
I don't have a crystal ball, but I think if we go too early, we'll never get out.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, we're all going to look like Bedouins. You know, it's going to be hopefully not Mad Max dystopia. But my merchandising people said, you know, we want to give masks away. We're still selling merch, apparently. I said, well, just include a mask and let's make a contribution to front line, because they still don't have enough masks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I started off in Australia this year, touring Indonesia, then Singapore. Now they're having terrible, terrible outbreaks. And literally, the Japanese promoters canceled my Japanese tour at the last minute. But everywhere we went, guys, we were temperature tested before being allowed in the country, before being allowed on planes and leaving countries, temperature tested, until we got home to Los Angeles. And I welcome home, Mr. Coverdale. And I'm waiting there for somebody to come and check me.
Oh, God.
And to my assistant and said, we're in trouble.
David Coverdale is our guest. David, thank you so much for the time. Hopefully we will see you in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, me too, brother. Me too. Stay safe and well to you and your listeners. You know, we get through this. I have every confidence. We're survivors. That's why we've made it this long.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.